everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
Hey guys, do you want to give us your names and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name's Dave. I'm the singer and the bass player and form the band with the lovely drummer, which I'll pass you on to, who's Phil.
I'm Phil. I'm the lovely drummer who formed the band with David.
Yeah, so I play the drums.
Hello, I'm Ben. I'm the guitarist. And I'm going to pass you on to the lovely keyboard player, who's Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy, keyboard player. Me and Ben were drafted in after these two formed the lovely band.
Right, okay, now we know. I want to start with the name, because you say that it comes from a drinking sessions that you had in Newcastle. I still don't see how you get to Ambershift.
Yeah, basically, there's been a few people asked about the name, and there's a few things flying around, but to put the record straight, the original band, we went out on a drinking session, and Ambershift was a thing we used to use as a kind of all-day session. I guess the operative drink being a lager, which is amber.
Right.
And it was a long shift, and it was an amber shift, to put it simply as that.
Okay, all right. Right, my next question is about Chris Sheldon, because he's mixing a lot of your album.
Yeah.
And he did the Foo Fighters, and he did one of my favourite bands, which is the Icicle Works from the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, just want to know what kind of influence he has had on the shape and sound of your music.
Massive. We recorded the album at Bass HQ in Newcastle, and then our manager, Dylan, passed us on to Chris, and then we had a bit of a chat about stuff, and he basically said, look, I've got an idea, I'm just going to go with it, and we've just spoken through email about changing it gradually.
We had very little artistic influence, didn't we, in the big sound of it. We sort of gave him the material, and he just said, let me get on with it, I'm going to turn into this huge wall of sound kind of thing, and we just sort of said, let's go with it, and Dylan said, let him get on with it, you don't want to have any influence, and then he just gave us it back, and we were like, wow.
And we got it cheap.
Yeah, and we got
cheaper
it
than it should have been, so...
How much does something like that cost?
Let's put it this way, we've taken out a couple of bank loans and we owe a few people a bit of money.
Right.
So, but we think it's worthwhile.
Mm. Okay, so the new album, is it ready? Is it coming out?
It's going to be out on the 26th of July. The single, Another Trigger, is going to be out on the 19th of July. And that'll be in the shops and digital download.
And are you happy with the sound of the album?
Yeah, definitely.
Very happy.
Yeah, very.
Yes, very happy.
Sound mint.
Sound mint.
To put it simply, yeah, it's mint. Yeah, mint.
Okay, so actually you talked about Another Trigger, and it was quite a successful song as well, because you had it on another CD, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's it about?
I think, I wrote the lyrics, so I guess it's about how far people will go before they snap, what people are prepared to do with their anger, whether that be a good thing or a bad thing. And I guess Another Trigger is another kind of thing in your life that upsets you, and how do you deal with it?
Do you all come from the Durham area?
I live in Durham now, far end of Durham, but I don't come from Durham, I come from sort of Newcastle area originally.
Right.
Well, Durham originally, but I live in County Durham now.
Right.
I'm a bit further south, but I'm still in the Durham.
Yeah. I was also born in Durham, but I lived in Gator for most of my life.
Right.
We're all miners at heart.
But you're not from Durham really, though, are you?
Well, I was born in Newcastle, so technically I'm a Geordie, but I've got a bit of a probably Yorkshire twang. My mum's from Leeds.
Your gigs mainly are in the Newcastle area. I'm just wondering why that is.
At the minute, we're just trying to kind of hone in on our home fan base and concentrate on that rather than going further afield at the minute. We will be doing a tour probably early next year. We've toured all over the country before. We've played from Glasgow to London to Wales, Sheffield, Manchester.
Is there much difference within the regions? Like if you play north of the region, south of the region, do you notice much difference with the audiences?
I'd definitely say if you go to somewhere like London, it's massively different because they're saturated with bands and you've really got to put a lot of effort in to get a little bit out. But people in the North East generally seem to be quite receptive. We've played to a lot of different kind of age groups, different kinds of people, and it always seems to go down well. I think we put a lot of energy into the gigs.
I know you're about to go on the Dog and Parrot. Do you get nervous before you go and do a gig?
No, I don't. I think there's always a little bit of nerves or excitement, I suppose, now, isn't there? We used to get a little bit excited, especially sort of O2 Academy gigs, things like that. But no, I don't seem to get nervous. Like,
I don't know where it is, but every time I tune my guitar, my hand shakes like hell. I can't help it. It's always happening. Even though I'm not nervous, it's just my hand going. Drugs don't work, yeah. It make me worse and my hand twitch, you know.
Alright, is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
If there's any listeners want a free song, if you go to ambershift.net, you can download an album track from our unreleased album now. You just go there and I think you just stick your email address in and you get a free song.
Is this Heartbreaker?
That's Heartbreaker, yeah.
Great song. We've played that on the show many, many times. It's a good song.
Good song.
Alright guys, cheers, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
you can get more information about the cultural thing and about arts in the northeast of England in general by visiting our website, garito.org/thecultural thing.
A Garito presentation.